Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Every dating app swap is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, visiting a friend's haunted home was one thing. Introducing himself to the ghost may have opened a door he couldn't close. That is today on Real Ghost Stories Online.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, it is. It is Real Ghost Stories Online. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the program. Be sure to press subscribe if you've not already done so. Wherever you're listening or watching us, we are on YouTube. We are wherever you get podcasts. But be sure to hit that subscribe button and be sure to share your ghost stories with us. That's what fuels the program. So if you have one and you'd like to share, you can do it in the comment section on YouTube. Or you can call 855-853-4802 or realghoststoriesonline.com and share your ghost stories that way. Hi, how are you this fine day, Carol Hughes?
I'm fine, thank you. That's you good. And I are doing this solo today, which is kind of funny because we have done, you and I, hundreds of episodes together.
Hundreds or thousands.
It seems like thousands, maybe.
Probably in the thousands.
But I have co-hosted this show.
Yeah.
8 years? 8 or 9 years? Something like that.
Something in that.
Anyway, long time. So it's so funny that you and I haven't done episodes just us two together.
It's been a while.
For a really long time.
It has been a while. Yeah.
I know. Yeah. It's so weird to not have Todd.
I know. It has been a little bit.
He probably just went out for a beer, and he's like, oh, I don't have any internet. And he's like just hanging out with his friends.
He's lying.
His better friends.
I know. I can't trust him for anything. No.
Because he has friends he likes better than us. So, you know, whatever. That's fine.
Or it could be Charter Communications or Spectrum.
Whatever it was.
And their internet service. that might be what it is. That's so annoying when that happens, but you're at the mercy of it. And
it's crazy too these days, because everything I do has an online component to it.
Yeah.
And so when the internet goes out, I'm very limited in what I can do.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's like that these days.
Oh, completely. Yeah.
You know, it's like, I just can't do much of anything.
It totally shuts you down. I want to get Starlink. I think I'm going to get that for internet.
And I ain't messing with mine because I have AT&T.
Yeah.
I was having problems with it for a while. So I got a new modem maybe 2 years ago now.
Mm-hmm.
I have not had one problem since. And I know I could get it cheaper because they just put in some Idea Tech or something in my neighborhood, but I'm too nervous to change it.
But if it's not broken, you don't want to fix it in that department. No, I
exactly.
totally agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because since Idea Tech came along, then Cox Communications, they're like, we'll give you this really great deal because we don't want you to go with them. And I'm like, I ain't messing with anything.
Yeah.
It's working.
Yeah. No, I hear you. I miss those days of just it working. But actually right now it hasn't been all that horrible. I mean, like back in the day, we'd go to all the time. Like, I mean, it really, the bar just kind of, I guess, gets raised now, like once in a, but the thing is, it really does shut you down, but then I just go to work on my phone. So it really doesn't truly completely shut it down, but, 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. If you'd like to share your real ghost story with us, let's go to a phone call and hear one.
Okie dokie. Hold on just a half sec. Okay.
My name is Stefan. I love your show. So, got a story. My family has been full of sensitive people, as you guys like to call them. And I didn't really believe most of it. On my mom's side, a lot of people have their own little superstitions and just, you know, one of my aunts talks about prophetic dreams that whenever you dream about certain things, that will in turn mean something else. And then on my dad's side of the family, they talk about just feelings and sometimes seeing things out of the corner of their eye or just experiencing things in general. It's actually been kind of fun to listen to both sides of my family talk about all their different experiences, from my aunts talking to dead people to my other aunts mentioning that they had a dream about somebody, and then next thing you know, that somebody's either there or they've passed on. It's been very strange. But the really strange thing is that ever since I was a little kid, I would start getting really weird feelings and really weird dreams as well. So much so that now I'll sometimes call up whichever side of my family I'm having a feeling about, like, you know, whether I have a dream about something or whether I feel something, to ask their opinion, and they get very giddy and excited. Recently, it's been actually getting a lot, I don't want to say worse because it's kind of exciting, but at the same time, kind of scary. Recently, I've been spending time with a lot of my coworkers who are now turning into friends, and one of them has this really old place up in San Francisco. So I like hanging out there with her and just seeing a lot of weird stuff in her place. She will talk about her little resident ghost that she has, and she's told me a little bit of a backstory on him, but when I'm there, I actually think I see him or so much feel him around, and that's the kind of creepy part. I had walked into her place once, and I turned to the living room, and I saw somebody sitting there, and I said, oh, I didn't realize that you had company. She's like, what are you talking about? And I turned back to the living room and nobody was there. It's gotten to the point where every time I go now, something strange will happen. Suddenly I'll be talking to her and then I'll hear somebody say my name in the room. It gets really, really strange. We'll be having a conversation and I'll just feel like somebody's standing there watching us. I mentioned this to one of my aunts on my dad's side, and she said, you know, maybe you should just try to communicate with this person and see what you get. So I, you know, thought, all right, this is kind of nuts, but I'm going to go ahead and give it a shot. And I sat there with my friend and we were talking, and your name? And then out of nowhere, like clear as day, in my gut, I knew that it was Benny. And I just sat there and I looked at my friend. I'm like, his name is Benny. And she looked at me just going like, how do you know that? I'm like, I just know. And it was a very strange experience where any question that she would ask, whether it was about him or even about herself, just being at home, things that she does in private that Benny would have seen, I just knew. And this is a new friend. Like, we just started hanging out. We just started getting to know each other better. And it was really intense, just the whole experience. The problem is that now, whenever I'm at work or whenever I'm at home or whenever I'm just not around her, I'll still get bits of information about Benny. So much so that I'll sometimes still think that he, or feel that he's around. kind of getting a little annoying. But at the same time, I know that he's not really up to anything mischievous. He's just hanging around because he wants to hang around. Although I have said, like, on numerous occasions, all right, I need my space. And then all of a sudden, he will not be there anymore. So, yeah, that's my story. I have a bunch more just different experiences with my Benny, with my friend's ghost, or just being at home experiencing things on my own or with family. So, yeah, thanks for listening, and I hope to hear this on a show. All right, take care.
Thank you for sharing that experience with us. Thoughts on Benny?
Before Benny, he was talking about prophetic dreams, and I had told you about a dream while we were not recording that I had.
Yeah.
That maybe it was prophetic because I dreamt that Taylor Swift asked me to cat sit just for one cat. I think she has more than one, but just for one cat.
Yeah.
So what she didn't tell me was that she had recorded a new album and there was a chip on the cat's collar. The word got out, and people found out that I had Taylor Swift's cat, and they wanted the collar.
Yeah.
And so I'm trying so hard because you don't want to piss off Taylor Swift. I agreed to cat sit for her, and then all these people are chasing me and trying to get to the cat.
And in your dream, you mean you're believing this is all legit? This sounds completely logical in that
right.
dream. You know?
I've got to keep the collar on the cat because it's got her next album on it.
And obviously utterly insane. But you know, there's obviously folks out there with you know, mental health problems and that, like, that I think is, like, people are always like, you know, it's hard to understand what's going through their minds sometimes when you look at that and you're like, gosh, you know, you hopefully have empathy, but it's also, if you're trying to put yourself in someone's shoes, that's always been a hard one for me to like what is going on in their mind? You know, if someone who's convinced that Taylor Swift's album is on their cat collar, and people are going to come and try and steal the cat, you know, but to that person, they believe it wholeheartedly. Dreams like that, where it's so ridiculous, but you believe it wholeheartedly. That's reality for some people, you know, and that's the best way of, like, okay, that must be what that's like. Like, dream states, like, really, I think are a really interesting way to help you see things from another perspective, especially some of these mental type perspectives of where people could be. I made that example not long ago about my dementia or Alzheimer's, probably more so dementia, of like the dreams where you're just kind of like walking around, everything makes total sense to you, even though you don't know where the hell you are. And where you're at is where you're at, but you have no recollection of what's going on in your real life. I've had dreams like that where I'm like in this total other state, and I know that's not right, but I also couldn't tell you who I am, that I have a daughter, you know, anything, nothing. Like, I just, all of that, just not accessible. Only this area over here. And it's fucking weird. And I don't, you know, I don't do any sort of like hallucinogenic drugs or anything like that, you know, but I guess, you know, melatonin, maybe.
I took melatonin last night and I think it was melatonin induced, but you know,
you don't need that. Your brain can do it on its own.
Yeah. Cause I have known people who had mental health issues and would really see the world in a very, to them, very real way. Like, these things actually happened, even though they not even kind of possibly happened.
Yeah.
So I think that would be strange. But, you know, this guy, like, the whole, I think it's interesting, the whole family, both sides of the family have these abilities. He's got it.
Yeah.
And the aunt's like, why not try talking to it? And I think maybe they should have, when they talk to him, like, instead of just throwing that out there, maybe he needs some guardrails before you just go talk to him. You know, like, Because you could be opening up some doors there that are hard to shut. Does he want Benny showing up when he's at home? Maybe not.
Yeah.
But I think that's when maybe you have to go back to the aunts and say, how do I control this? And, you know, it sounds like he's doing a pretty good job of leave me alone, mm-hmm. busy. But, you know, if Benny came across somebody who sees him and recognizes him, Benny's like, awesome. I got somebody I can connect with.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you might need some guardrails on that.
Yeah.
Until you learn how to use it.
Yeah.
And I need to take less melatonin.
But it's so fun. It's so fun.
But when... I this morning when I thought about that dream, it kind of made me laugh. But last night, it was really stressful because all those Swifties are after me because they want the cat. Not my dog.
It's my dog this time.
But they want the cat.
Yeah.
And obviously, see? Your dog does too. And they want the new album. So they're trying to get the cat. And I'm just trying to keep her cat safe because I don't want to be the one who loses Taylor Swift's cat and her new album.
It's like, okay, just, now what?
It was so stressful.
It's pudding time, Miss Carol. It's time for pudding. Let's go over here. And you can tell me all about the album that's on Taylor Swift's cat's collar that your cat's sitting for. That's not actually there. You're just holding a leash. But, you know, that's like, you know, 20 years out for you. You know, you got to be excited about this. I would be. It's like, can you imagine every day you're like, this is fucking reality? You're thinking this shit's real? Like, that sounds fun.
You never know. You never know.
That sounds, if you're if, like, that's all like, and like, you don't, and you're not having to like filter through any of the monotony of the real world and the insanity of the real world. And you're just like, the task of your day is making sure somebody doesn't steal the fictitious cat that your cat's sitting for.
But then if I think it's real, then that is really stressful because I really do think there's this cat that
yeah.
I can't find now.
But you, but
could
you
it be
see
this
cat?
Cat? No.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not that cat. Could it be that cat? No. There's another cat.
Wichita woman arrested for trying to return stray dead Taylor cat Swift. Found on Taylor side of road Swift's to Taylor Swift screaming, I have your album, as she tosses a dead feral cat at tour bus.
I'm like, that but seems, I found it. Your album is on its collar.
It seems like it would be a totally, totally normal thing. Another Tuesday in Wichita.
With Carol.
With Carol. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online. Do we have another phone call to listen
yeah,
to?
Yeah, I'm getting it ready for us here. Here it comes. Yeah.
All right.
As I sit here and wait for it.
Da, 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 da.
It's almost there. I got to thinking about Taylor Swift's cat. I'm sorry I forgot to open this.
You're
one.
Loading it through Windows 3.1 and the media player there?
It is.
Winamp? We're playing it through loaded. Winamp? Okay. All right.
You ready?
I'm ready.
My name is Connie from Jersey. I've been listening a lot to the show. And, you know, as I'm listening, it gets my juices flowing and I start thinking of some stories that I have. So I was thinking and I realized that I have had a lot of occurrences once I had my daughter. A lot of things seem to be centered around her. I got a couple of stories and they all just kind of go back to her. So after I had my daughter, I was still living at home at the time and our room was in the attic of my dad's house. I used to have some strange things happen to me, like sleep paralysis, crazy dreams that I would have up there. But most of the stuff really didn't start happening until after I had my daughter. So after I gave birth to her, I can remember one night in particular. I don't remember the time, but it was like late. I don't know, maybe 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. Maybe later than that, but I was sleeping and I was hearing this tapping noise. And it wasn't even that loud of a noise, but it was enough to wake me up out of my sleep. And it would be just a couple of taps. And then I just had had a feeling, like I just knew it was something or someone. It freaked me out a lot. My daughter was sleeping. I just said out loud, I just said, can you please stop? And it stopped. So I was a little freaked out about that. So there was that. And then another time, my daughter was upstairs sleeping, and, you know, you have the I can't think of what they're called, but the walkie-talkie thing. The monitor. There we go. The baby monitor. And I had to run out, so my dad and my stepmom were watching my daughter as she slept. So she was all the way upstairs. They were downstairs in the kitchen. And when I got back, they explained to me that as she was sleeping, through the monitors, they could hear women having a conversation. They heard, it sounded decent. They explained it. It sounded like a couple of women having a conversation. And my dad wasn't freaked out about it because he thinks that his mom and his grandmother came to visit the baby and that they were talking about her and watching her sleep. So he wasn't too freaked out about it. I, however, was a little freaked out about that. And then there was another time after my daughter was born, and my friends came to visit. They came to see the baby. We were all downstairs in the kitchen, my friends and my daughter. And my girlfriends were messing with my iPad, and they were recording videos. And we were re-watching them because they were just being silly. So we were watching one of the videos, and as we were watching it, something like flew over my friend's head in the video. And the best way I can describe it, it looked like, it was like a bat almost. Like, and you can hear the noise in the video. It really freaked us out because none of us saw anything, you know, as we were sitting in the kitchen. But when we watched this video, you could see this black, like, I don't even know how to, I guess the really a bat is the best way to explain it. But it looked kind of like a black thing, a black that almost just flew across her head in the video. And that really freaked us out. my daughter, she's only 3 now, but, you know, they say kids are more in tune with that type of thing. And I've definitely had other experiences with her being sensitive to paranormal things. Like, my boyfriend at the time, he was sitting on the bed, and my daughter walked into our room, and she's looking for her dad, and she's like, you know, it's grandpa. And he kind of froze and was like, what? She's like, grandpa. So she's pointing behind her and saying, you know, grandpa's behind you, like, he's right there. So that kind of freaked us out, but, you know, he's a sensitive to that thing, which I choose to see. So yeah, I have a few other stories. I'll probably call in and talk to you some more about them. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for sharing that experience with us. Thoughts on that?
It's interesting. Do you think that, because it seems like the things happened after she had her daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Is it her daughter is kind of the conduit to it, or was it she being pregnant, all of it kind of started happening around her? After, I don't, who has the abilities? Is it her or is it her daughter? Or is it both? Or did it just open some window?
Or do, like, both of them together hold the power to communicate with the dead? And without
exactly.
them together, they can't communicate.
She did say the daughter went into the room and was talking, like saying, grandpa, grandpa, but I wasn't sure. His grandpa passed mm-hmm. away. I wasn't sure about that part.
Yeah.
I assume so, which would make that really strange.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I do think that hearing people talking on the baby monitor would really unnerve me, especially when there's no one in there. But could it be like some sort of weird, could it be picking up something? You know, and I don't know when that happened. Like some of those older baby monitors.
Yeah, they could pick up
pick up on stuff.
Like CB radios sometimes.
Yeah, so maybe.
Suddenly you're like, Charlie, there's some, yeah. That.
So yeah, I don't know. But, you know, it all kind of happened when she had the the daughter. And so it just kind of makes you think.
It does. Does that open up something? Does that start something? Does that change something?
Mm-hmm.
I would say we've had a lot of stories that people would say that it does. But you decide. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online. If you'd like to share your real ghost stories with us, we'd love to hear them. You can, of course, write in at realghoststoriesonline.com and leave your comments. Tell us what you think of the stories today. Tell us your own ghost stories in the YouTube comments section on our YouTube channel. Just search Real Ghost Stories Online and check us out there. And be sure to press subscribe. Until next time, for Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA. Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited. Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
John Daly here. You know what day it is?
Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's Social Casino.
Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.